Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from mostly AARP, the magazine, or the bulletin. And now I'm going to start with a story from the magazine under Real People, and this was entitled Real Work, Silver Screen Salvation, Changing Lives While Showing Movies. Valerie Jensen gives workers an opportunity to learn and grow. I've always believed work gives us purpose. When I moved to Ridgefield, Connecticut in 2002, I found a small musical theater group for adults with disabilities right across the street. My sister Hope, who has Down syndrome, joined in, and I began volunteering to write and direct shows. The cast quickly became my friends. They would tell me about the jobs they couldn't get, the applications that went nowhere, and the discouragement of being turned away again and again. Watching their talent on stage, I knew the problem wasn't their ability. It was the lack of opportunity. So I set out to create one. Ridgefield was preparing to demolish an old movie theater, and I saw a chance to save the building and create something new. With community support, I raised the money to open the nonprofit Prospector Theater in 2014. We screen first-run films, run a cafe, and employ more than 100 people, 80% of whom have disabilities. We call our employees prospects because, like prospectors during the gold rush, we search for hidden treasures, people's passions and talents. That's what we call sparkle. Our mission is to help people polish that sparkle, build their resume, and launch a career. Some have already moved on to jobs in real estate, banking, academia, and retail. Hope works all over the theater, from the box office to concessions to the clean team. Her favorite part? She'll tell you herself, getting paid. She proudly juggles two paid jobs, one with us and one at a local elementary school. When the pandemic hit, we knew we had to get creative to keep people employed until theaters opened back up. So we doubled down on popcorn production, and that part of the enterprise has truly taken off. When Hope was born, the doctors suggested my parents send her to an institution. Instead, they brought her home. Decades later, she and every prospect shows how much is possible when people are given a chance. The author of this piece, Valerie Jensen, owns Gemstone Farm in New Canaan, Connecticut. Hope Kiota, 46, works at Prospector Theater and also as a school lunch lady. Now let's look at a few short items, basically about AARP. Deals and discounts just for AARP members. Rush My Passport, 15% off on expedited U.S. passport and travel visa services. Flowers and gifts. Members say 25% site-wide or 30% on select items with FTD and Pro Flowers, including fresh floral bouquets, plants for every occasion, and a wide assortment of gifts. The UPS Store, 5% off domestic and international UPS shipping services, and 15% off eligible products and services. Yahoo Finance Premium Plans, members can save 30% on plans that include financial tools and research to help you build wealth and retire comfortably. And under How We're Fighting for You, AARP takes on caregiving. One in four adults in the U.S. provide care for another adult or a child with special medical needs. That's 63 million Americans. Caregiving can be rewarding, but it comes with challenges. That's why AARP is committed to supporting family caregivers at every step. Caregiving is part of our DNA at AARP. Our founder, Dr. Ethel Percy Andrus, was a family caregiver. For decades, AARP has been working to make the caregiving journey easier, more informed, and well-supported. Here's how we're helping. Supporting caregivers. AARP offers tools and information to help family caregivers navigate the healthcare system, manage financial and legal responsibilities, and make time for their own well-being. Millions of caregivers turn to aarp.org/caregiving for expert articles and downloadable state-specific guides, and many find support through our active AARP Family Caregivers Discussion Group on Facebook. Connecting locally, our state offices host more than 1,200 events each year, from educational workshops to caregiver meetups, often in partnership with local organizations and volunteers. Go to aarp.org/localcaregiving to find events near you. We're also teaming up with United Way Worldwide and 211 to expand access to caregiving support. In over 40% of the country, caregivers who call 211 are connected with specially trained agents who offer local referrals for services like transportation, food delivery, home safety, and more. Advocating for change. AARP supports three bipartisan bills before Congress that would save family caregivers time and money. Credit for Caring Act would offer up to $5,000 in federal tax credits to help cover caregiving expenses for eligible working caregivers. Lowering Costs for Caregivers Act would allow caregivers to use health savings accounts and flexible spending accounts for a parent's or parent-in-law's qualified medical expenses. Alleviating Barriers for Caregiving Act would streamline government forms and processes to reduce red tape. Growing Support. 60% of family caregivers work outside the home. AARP is raising awareness among employers and health care providers to better support these caregivers. Thousands of employers now offer AARP caregiving resources to their staff. AARP volunteers and experts have delivered education in hundreds of workplaces. We're also working with major healthcare systems to make caregivers part of the care team. Visit aarp.org/healthcareprofessionals to find out more. And this article was Bob Stevens, AARP Vice President, Health and Caregiving. Now let's go back to AARP, the bulletin, and give you another article on their cover story this issue about scams. How I Lost My Life Savings in 76 Days. Are you free tomorrow? We're going to have a barbecue. The stranger's text arrived one July morning, just ahead of a weekend memorial service for a colleague that included a picnic. So while I normally ignore an unsolicited text, this one seemed legitimate. You mean Jack's picnic? I responded. No, Griffith Park at 1 p.m. tomorrow. In L.A.? Yeah. This isn't Emma's new number? It wasn't, of course. Just an odd coincidence, one that would radically change my life. It is always good to meet new people, the stranger continued. My name is Daisy Miller, and I'm 37 years old. How about you? I took 10 years off my 82, and so it began, a chance encounter with a woman who claimed to own a custom jewelry business in Los Angeles, a video of the cookout to make it feel real. Our, quote, relationship would end in early October, 76 days by my reckoning. By then, my life savings were gone and my family battered by mistrust and fear. Within days of our first exchange, Daisy said she wanted to spend her October birthday with me. Glamorous photos followed. She was young and gorgeous. A flirtation broke out. Our texts quickly moved from budding romance to business. I believe there are many beautiful things waiting for us, she promised. Meanwhile, I should join her in investing in short-term gold futures. I was lonely and gullible enough to fall for it, despite all the red flags waving in my face. What made it so believable was her gift of telling me where she was and sending pictures along the way. The San Diego Zoo, Catalina Island. One Friday night, we cooked a meal together through texts and screenshots. I did have suspicions. I tried vetting her with the LAPD Fraud Division, but came up empty. I tried Google's reverse image search, but 10 photos revealed nothing. After those cursory efforts, I let down my guard completely. Daisy suggested I invest in some gold options, a hedge in an uncertain economy. She sent me a screenshot showing she had earned $78,000 in trades the previous night on a website called SunX. SunX.io is a legitimate website that has had its reputation tarnished by cyber criminals. SunX has discovered that malicious individuals and groups have been forging official websites, creating fake apps, fraudulent customer service channels, and imitating our social media communities to carry out illegal fundraising, investment scams, and Ponzi-like activities, the company said in a statement on its website. But I had no idea I was dealing with a fake site until it was too late. One night at dinner, I told my daughters, Jenny and Jessica, about Daisy. I showed them her pictures. "How do you know she's real?" Jenny asked. "I hope you're not doing any kind of trading with her." She was freaking out because the father of a friend had fallen into an internet romance, lost all his money, and committed suicide. I was blind to all the warnings. Daisy pushed me to start trading. I told her I was willing to risk $20,000 from money invested with my financial advisor of 20 years, Richard Ross. I told Richard I needed $20,000 to buy a new car. My relationship with Daisy turned me into a prolific liar. The first night I invested, I almost did handstands when I seemed to make a profit of $1,920. Daisy convinced me to withdraw another $70,000 on September 4th. I told Richard I wanted to set up a fund to help Jenny's photography business. A week later, on September 11th of all days, disaster struck. I lied and told Richard I was withdrawing the rest of my $133,000 in investments for a son-in-law to look after. Meanwhile, at my grandson's soccer match, Jenny and Jessica tried to intervene. "Dad, the moment you hit send, your money is gone," Jenny warned. "I would have none of it." The last transaction is the one that hurts the most. I took out a $20,000 loan to add to the money already invested because Daisy said I could increase my profits even more. After my last trade on the counterfeit SunX site on October 6th, my account showed a profit of $170,000 and a balance of $1.3 million. It was all fake. As the day of Daisy's birthday trip drew closer, she suggested I withdraw $300,000 from my account to have spending money for us. But my account said I couldn't get any money until I paid $216,000 in capital gains taxes on my profits. It was one last attempted scam. The scheme finally collapsed when I called my nephew, Alex, who's a software engineer, and gave him access to my account. He quickly found the SunX account was fake and that my money had been funneled directly to the scammers. I lost $271,000, all the savings I had. At least I have plenty of company. The FBI has seen a steady uptick in romance scams and says that in 2024, victims lost almost $561 million to them. More than 80% of the victims were 50 and older. Now I get by with my monthly Social Security check and a pension from the company where I spent my career as a sports writer. To make ends meet, I have sold the few things of value that I had: a Nikon camera, a never-worn Rolex watch, and the 1996 Olympic torch I had gotten to carry. The chances of ever recovering my losses are near zero. Wire transfers and cryptocurrency move quickly and are rarely recovered, says Detective James Amica, who investigated my case for the Kennesaw, Georgia Police Department. This is their job. They're very good at it. He found my money was wired to a bank in the United Arab Emirates. As for Daisy, she never existed. Amica says her photographs were probably stolen identity or created by artificial intelligence. A Christmas Day brunch finally gave my family time to express what the scam has done to them. Jessica said she was worried that I would harm myself. You were lying to me about so many things, Jenny said. I felt bad that I couldn't trust you. The money is gone, and it's going to take time to heal my wounded family. I'm still angry, Jenny says, but you're paying a steep price. I'll eventually get over it. Al Levine had a four-decade career as a sports writer, including at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, we'll look at this sidebar article, New Tech That Targets Fraud. Scammers are getting smarter, but so are the tools that protect you. This is by Chris Morris. Older Americans who already feel under siege from the threat of scams are facing even more risk as the use of artificial intelligence by crooks increases. But the good news is that an array of impressive new technology, including tools that harness the powers of AI, is being deployed to block scams. Here's a look at new fraud-fighting tech. Microsoft Scareware Blocker. Scareware is a tech support scam that deceives people browsing the web into thinking their computer has been infected with the virus and urges them to call a phone number for tech support. A scammer answers instead. Cyber criminals then gain access to the person's computer where data can be stolen. Microsoft's Edge browser now intercepts these scams in real time, using AI to scan web pages and spot potentially malicious ones, silencing false audio alarms, stopping the page from getting over the full screen, and warning users. Apple call screening. The September release of Apple's iOS 26 included a screening feature to prevent robocalls and let iPhone users decide how to handle calls from unknown numbers. Users can let the calls ring through like any other call, mute them, or sending them directly to voicemail, or have the phone ask the caller to give more information about who they are and why they're calling. With the third option, the phone won't ring initially. Siri will answer the call and gather the information. A status message will then appear on the phone's lock screen, allowing the caller's reply to be read and the live call to be ignored or answered. Android phones have had similar capabilities for several years. Android's Circle to Search. Android users have a new way to protect themselves from text scams. Google's Circle to Search tool can identify suspicious texts. Users just long press the home button on their Android device and circle the questionable text or take a screenshot, open Lens in the Google app, and select that screenshot. The system will then use AI and information found online to determine whether it's a scam and offer guidance about how to proceed. McAfee Scam Detector. The popular antivirus program added scam protection last spring, using AI to analyze and flag risky text messages and email, warning users about a potential scam. It also watches for AI-made videos, alerting users when a fake is detected. New tools from WhatsApp. The messaging app will tell users when they're added to a WhatsApp group by someone not in their contacts and offer information about that group and ways to stay safe, including an option to exit and not receive notifications. The app warns users so they can pause before they reply to unknown people via private messages, providing additional context about whom they're messaging with. Silver Shield for New York State. At the start of 2026, New York's State Office for the Aging launched a pilot program in partnership with Silver Shield, a fraud prevention service that lets older adults check an email or text they think is suspicious. For instance, if they get an alert about a toll or other bill they forgot to pay, or something that asks them to click a link, they can forward that message to Silver Shield. The service will instantly analyze the wording and other details, then reply with an assessment of how likely it is to be a scam and what steps to take. Silver Shield is free for some lower-income residents of New York. Others in New York and elsewhere can get it for a fee that starts at $50 a year. And finally, MasterCard Threat Intelligence. Fraud doesn't typically begin when a criminal uses your credit card number to buy something for themselves. It more frequently begins when a company's customer records are hacked and your data is stolen. But since many of these incursions are not discovered immediately, financial institutions don't know to lock the cards down. MasterCard has acquired cyber threat intelligence firm Recorded Future to close those communication gaps with real-time alerts and proactive declines of suspected fraudulent transactions. The service is designed to assist banks and merchants, but consumers also benefit by avoiding the headache of dealing with fraudulent charges on their account. And this article was by Chris Morris, who is a technology writer who frequently covers fraud prevention. Now, on a lighter subject, let's go back to AARP, the magazine, and look at Upfront, the A-list, seven surprising things about Wendy Malick. 1. She started modeling late. I was in a discount ticket booth in Times Square, and a modeling agent came up and said I would be good for the Wilhelmina agency. At Wilhelmina, a woman asked, "How old are you?" I said, 25. She said two things: never tell anybody you're that old, and practice smiling in the mirror because you have a crooked smile. I didn't change my smile, and I didn't lie about my age, but she took me on anyway. 2. She loves, loves, loves animals. My best friends have always been dogs. My older sister Bonnie was a collie. She was by my side all the time. My parents could leave me in a playpen with the dog nearby and just ignore me. I'm also pretty good with horses and miniature donkeys, but dog is my favorite first language. 3. She met her husband Richard on a church trip. After my first marriage ended, a friend suggested I join this group from Brentwood to build houses for poor people in Mexico. I got down there, and the guy who was the foreman was this interesting, tall, blonde guy. By the end of that weekend, he had asked me if I wanted to learn how to ride a motorcycle and go to Africa with him the following summer. 4. She became a parent at 55. My daughter is technically my niece. We adopted her. She has lived with us since she was 5. When I did things at her school, I realized I could be the mother of every mother there. I don't think any of us realize how selfish we are until children come into our lives. It's suddenly like, my God, this creature is expecting to be fed 3 times a day. 5. She brought her daughter to school on horseback. I did that for 4 years, right here in Topanga. I said to her, someday you're going to look back on this time in your life and realize it was pretty okay. 6. She voiced Beatrice, a character with dementia, on BoJack Horseman. To let her go into her dementia was so interesting because I had older people in my life who were starting to experience that. How all the walls came down and she was like a little girl again. It was one of the most heartbreaking characters I have ever played. And finally, 7, Betty White inspired her onward. The best thing about starring in Hot in Cleveland with Betty was when she turned 90, as I turned 61. I looked at her career and thought, I could have a third act ahead. My parents lived to 94 and 101. I could have 30 more years. I want to do this until I can't do it anymore. And this article was as told to Joel Stein. Emmy-nominated actor Wendy Malick appears in the streaming series Shrinking, now in its 3rd season on Apple TV. and under upfront go, think pink, America. Beautiful cherry blossoms are in places you may not suspect beyond Washington, D.C. Athens, Ohio. Each spring, throngs of people visit the campus of Ohio University to enjoy the cherry trees gifted by Japan's Chubu University. The 230 fragrant trees line the Hocking River, where visitors can stroll, bike, or just lounge under the canopy of blooms. Then there's San Francisco, California. Each spring, the gardens of Golden Gate Park is awash in blooms, with the trees on view throughout. Visitors can see the Japanese Tea Garden, the oldest operating public Japanese garden in North America. In Nashville, Tennessee, take the 2.5-mile Cherry Blossom Walk starting in Public Square Park at the Nashville Cherry Blossom Festival, or enjoy masses of blooming trees at Centennial and Shelby Parks. Cherry trees are also found across the city. In Portland, Oregon, the Japanese American Historical Plaza at Governor Tom McCall Waterfront Park is lined with 100 blooming trees. West of downtown is Washington Park, where cherry blossoms can be seen throughout. Let's look at that for next spring, huh? Now I'm going to finish out this time with a few more money-saving trips. We're looking at entertainment now. Enjoy a mocktail. Alcohol-free cocktails with great adult flavor profiles are popping up on restaurant and bar menus as more consumers cut back on drinking. Cheers to saving maybe $5 a drink and improving your health. Choose leaner streaming services. YouTube TV and similar brands offer 100-plus live television channels and feel similar to cable for around $80 a month. Lower-priced competitors such as Friendly TV and Philo give you more than 50 and 70 channels, respectively, for roughly $55 to $75 less a month. Friendly TV and Philo rank tops in customer satisfaction surveys, according to Cable TV. To still receive local sports and news channels, pair your service with a television antenna. And then customize your bundle for free. To round out your viewing options, check out the services that cost nothing in exchange for watching ads, such as Tubi, Pluto TV, and Plex. They have hundreds of channels, so you should find something geared to your tastes. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. I do hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join me next time. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.